Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I think the real number is 15, 16 million people into our country. When they do that, we got a lot of work to do. They're poisoning the blood of our country. That's what they've done.
Former President Donald Trump tells supporters at a New Hampshire rally that undocumented immigrants are a poisonous invasion. The GOP frontrunner is increasingly praising dictators and using violent white supremacist rhetoric, repeatedly calling his political opponents vermin. President Joe Biden is joining historians who say vermin and poison were specific words used by Adolf Hitler when attacking Jews and other targets. The six Nevada Republicans who served as fake electors for Trump in 2020 pleaded not guilty Monday to state felony charges. The defendants, including state GOP Chairman Michael McDonald, continue to say the election was stolen.
I said it before. You give us a fair election, I give you the next president of the United States.
Nevada is the third state after Michigan and Georgia to file charges against people in the Trump campaign's nationally organized fake elector plan. In Wisconsin, Republican leaders say they won't remove a fellow Republican from the state's bipartisan election commission, despite him serving as a fake elector there. They defend the scheme as merely a failed legal strategy and not a sinister plot to overturn an election. But Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlawski says the commissioner and the others have admitted in court it was much more.
He put personal preference above the will of the people, and that's dangerous, and he needs to be removed.
The White House says states like Pennsylvania and Arizona, selling billions in arms to Ukraine, will lose those jobs unless Congress passes an aid package. And National Security Council spokesman John Kirby is repeating that the battlefield situation is getting desperate.
It's a dire situation here, not just up on Capitol Hill, but it's going to be a dire situation in the east and the south of Ukraine very, very soon.
A federal judge says Oregon state senators who staged a six-week walkout last year to boycott gun control and abortion bills can't seek re-election. The judge cited a voter-approved constitutional amendment preventing lawmakers with 10 or more unexcused absences from running again. Republican State Representative Tim Knope calls the decision a violation of their First Amendment and a misinterpretation of the law.
We're not arguing over semantics. We're arguing over the plain language of the measure, and they want it to mean something else. If they wanted it to mean something else, they should have written it to mean something else.
And the two Georgia election workers who won a nearly $150 million judgment against former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani for defamation last week are suing him again. Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss say in spite of the verdict, Giuliani is still repeating his false accusations of voter fraud. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.